Good morning, and this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity because we're back, y'all.
Yes,
season
so
two of Good News Fredericksburg, and all thanks powered again by Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And it would not happen without the man of the hour, and so we thought we'd bring John Hewo, President and CEO of Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, in so that we can start these things off with like a real party. Thank you, John, for joining us this morning and for powering up our podcast.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Tabitha. And let me just start by saying we so much appreciate the work of the Fredericksburg Chamber of Commerce. Susan and the team there, you all do a phenomenal job. I know it's been must be an unbelievably challenging year, but thank you for looking out for our community and the businesses and working to keep those businesses healthy. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you for all you do. I know that you've talked a couple of times to Leadership Fredericksburg. Rappahannock Electric Cooperative has also been a visionary member of the chamber for decades at this point, and such a true stalwart in our region and community leader. A lot of people look to you all for leadership, and it's nice to know that when we turn on those lights, the lights come on. Mm-hmm. My entire life, all 30 years as of the other day, I've always been a customer of Electric Cooperative. So I so much value what you all do. But for those of our listeners that may not understand and may not have the visibility that we do with you all, tell us a little bit about yourself and your entire career in electric utilities, and tell us a little bit about REC.
Sure thing. Thank you. And thanks for asking. And our team is honored to serve the region. Just first and foremost, a little bit about myself. I have about 25 years in the electric utility sector. This is what I do, and I just love our industry. I have this unbelievable appreciation for the electric co-op model specifically. Most folks don't realize there's 900 electric cooperatives across the United States, cover 56% of the nation's landmass. Here in the Commonwealth, we have 13 co-ops. We all work really collaboratively together. That's such a nice environment for us to work in. And, you know, and I've had the chance to work with co-ops really kind of across the nation and in a couple of the roles that I've been. And I'll just say that right now we are at a very challenging, but also an extraordinarily exciting time in our industry. We really have the chance to work with great co-op employees now and just put new technologies and tools in their hands. And so I've been at REC for about 4 years. I have an unbelievable appreciation for our team, our culture. I think many of you know Kent Farmer. Kent helped build that so much over the years. And we have this wonderful culture. We're a very caring organization, a highly responsive team. And you know, let me just say that extends beyond our employees. That extends into their families as well, because the work that our team members do is often not convenient. We're going to have some snowfall this weekend. We could have trucks rolling. And that's a sacrifice from our team members and their families. And also, you know, we're asking our team members, to do a very difficult and in some cases hazardous job. So true appreciation for the men and women that work at Rappahannock Electric Co-op and quite honestly, our the retirees that have built this system up over the years.
That's incredible. John, what is the most rewarding part of your position, do you feel, having been at REC for so long?
Absolutely. You know, it's working with our employees and just to have the calling that we have in the region. We're a very much an essential provider, and just to be a part of us delivering that service, to work with our team members and to see them do their jobs. We're all so proud of what they're accomplishing. And it's really just a remarkable time for us here at REC. But thank you for asking.
Of course.
This last year obviously was one that we've all had struggles, and I don't even really want to talk about it anymore. But so many businesses had to kind of change their models and things like that. How did REC adapt to the pandemic this past year?
Yeah, thank you again for bringing that up. And, you know, it has been an unbelievable 10, 11 months now, you know, that we've been working to mitigate the effects of the pandemic. And we've had to make a lot of adjustments. Let me just start by saying, you know, our business and our industry, you know, health and safety are always our top priorities because of the hazards associated with the jobs that we do. Again, going back to our workforce, our team adapted quickly. They adapted in very wise and careful and thoughtful manners. And I'm just really proud of our team for what we've accomplished there. You know, our office employees are working remotely, and we mobilized to make all that happen so that our call center and our payment centers and those types of things could continue. Our field crews, you know, they are working more independently in the field, but they've been extremely flexible. They've been very careful about how they've gone about taking care of their jobs and taking care of the grid, because we have to continue to make progress there. And our team's done really a remarkable job of just maintaining the services that we provide, rolling when we've had outages, and being really cautious and careful about pandemic considerations. You know, we closed our lobbies many, many months ago, so our members as well have been very flexible in adapting to new ways of doing business. I would say that all along the way, our caring culture has really been something that has carried us forward. We've worked, as you would hope and expect, very, very closely with the families and businesses that have found themselves in you know, the COVID-related hardships. That has involved helping them, direct them to assistance where needed. It has also involved, you know, entering into like long-term payment arrangements for families or businesses that were falling behind and struggling. And then more recently, the Commonwealth allocated to us $4.8 million in CARES funds. And so we're using that now to directly connect to our members that have fallen behind on their power bills. And we're hoping that'll provide some support for them going forward as they work to recover in this challenging time.
Incredible.
John, you bring up being caring a lot, and you are so caring for the community. I will get into that in a little bit, but some of our listeners may not know the true depth of the coverage area of Rappahannock Electric Cooperative and how many employees you all have. Can you just give us some of those quick fact numbers so the people really sure understand how important you all really are in the community?
Absolutely. We today the co-op serves portions of 22 really just beautiful Virginia counties. We have over 170,000 services. We've continued to grow even during 2020 with the pandemic challenges. We power up the grid with 439 employees. So just think about that for a moment. That's 439 employees maintaining over 17,000 miles of power lines. Wow. REC is a $1 billion in assets. And I think what I hope that our members are recognizing with REC is that we're a larger cooperative. So we have the scale and the capabilities of kind of a larger organization, but we're also extremely local and just literally embedded in the communities that we serve with four local offices in Bowling Green around Front Royal, our Culpeper office, that was our Blue Ridge office around Front Royal, our Culpeper office, and then our Bowling Green offices as well, with each of those having areas where we dispatch trucks. Likewise, our Fredericksburg presence. And so we're really well situated across the region to provide, you know, reliable and safe and affordable energy solutions and really seek to make sure that we're on top of our members' needs going forward.
Wow.
And with that, you all have taken that coverage area, and you've actually taken that not only so caring for your employees and for your members, but you're also doing quite a lot in the community. Can you talk a little bit about what you all do for community impact beyond just providing good, reliable, and safe power?
Absolutely. So our values are, you know, start with caring, respect, and integrity in service. And one of the really the hallmarks of what cooperatives do and what REC does so well is bring people together for a common cause. That's literally, you know, what a member-owned cooperative does. And while the provision of electricity, you know, and energy services is our key role, just with that, our caring for the community and our community involvement is right there with that. And so one of the things that we're able to do is bring together the power, the financial power of the co-op membership. This past year, for example, REC's contributions into the community through its membership, with its membership, contributing, is in excess of $350,000. And that includes grants, scholarships, sponsorships. Much of how that is happening is because today over 27,000 of our members are voluntarily enrolled in our Power of Change program, which basically is rounding up their power bill each month of the year. And so we're generating those revenues there to go back into the community, help the nonprofits, help organizations that are doing great things for the region that we serve. In addition to that, our employees themselves contributed over $100,000 in 2020 to various, various efforts and caring impacts within the community. So it's us bringing the co-op membership together, but it's also coming from the heart from our employees as well. And then just beyond that contribution element, we're very involved in local events. And while 2020 recognized some dramatic changes, some of those events became virtual or had to cancel, unfortunately. You know, we're hopeful that as things get safe in the future and in the months and years ahead, you know, you could be assured that REC will continue to re-engage in those community events. And one last thing I might mention as we're just kind of talking about the character of this organization, I think it's important for those that are viewing this podcast to realize, you know, REC has been built by a great team over the years. One of the challenges we face is that nearly 20% of our workforce is eligible to retire within the next 5 years. So I think it's really important that the community understands we're a potential outstanding place for a great career at a very challenging, but also a very exciting time.
That's some good news right there.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I think soon we're going to be having some of your talent acquisition specialists on the program as well, talking about careers and things like that. So I think that's wonderful.
Well, we are so excited for everything that you guys are doing in our community and what you're doing for this podcast series. We're really excited to bring on 15 more businesses in addition to the 26 last season. So thank you guys so much for everything. Is there anything else you would like to share with our audience before we say have a great day?
Well, sure. First of all, again, thank you for the opportunity to have our discussion today. But let me also just say one last bit of good news for those members that have taken a look at their January power bills. Back on January 1, we were able to implement a net power bill reduction that involved allowing the co-op to kind of plan for its future needs financially, but also because of our power supply costs going down, we were actually able to lower power bills. That'll be in the range of, let's say, $6 to $10 for a typical household basis. Good. Great.
As a customer, I saw it.
So that's how you got coffee this morning.
Yeah, so that was a really good news Fredericksburg way to start the new year, and we're hopeful that we'll be able to continue to just offer really a great service at a great value for the region and our membership.
Awesome.
Well, John, that certainly adds up with 170,000 services. So thank you all so much for your leadership in that and your leadership in our region. And as Anna said, thank you so much for powering up this podcast and powering up our chamber.
Thank you so much. And thank you again for all that you're doing to support all the businesses throughout Fredericksburg. We really appreciate it. And it's a time where that's very much needed. So thank you.
Thanks, John. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Thanks.